This imposing model of a three-masted warship was built around the mid-1600s. It is an important model for several reasons. Very few models of this age are left, not in our collection, or indeed in any collection around the world. Almost no full-sized ships from this period have survived, so we are totally dependent on the models to know what the real ships look like. We don't know why this model was built, or who built it, or even where it was built. For a long time, it was called the Amarant, as it was assumed to be a model of the ship Amarant, from 1653. Recent research, however, has proved this assumption to be false. We know it is a model of a contemporary warship, and we continue to call her the Amarant. Those who work with models know that even models have souls, and ships with souls must have names. The model Amarant was listed in the records of the naval base in Karlskrona at the beginning of the 19th century. It was thoroughly restored and taken to Stockholm to be exhibited at the World Fair in 1897. Since the old rigging was falling apart, it was replaced with identical rigging. At the same time, the model's paintwork and gilding were improved. Models in the 17th century were built for several reasons. They gave the sponsor an idea of what the finished ship would look like, as there were no blueprints or ship plans at this time. After approval, the master shipwright then had a model to follow. If you shine a light into the stern of the Amarant, you can see that the cabin is completely furnished. There are chairs and a table with what appears to be a sea chart on it, and logbooks on a shelf. On one wall there are flintlock pistols ready to be used. If you light up the gun deck, you will see that all the cannons are in position to fire, and above them, beyond the deck beams, are boarding hooks and swords. The model Amarant is unusually and spectacularly detailed. Other models of the period are often much simpler. They usually only show the unpainted hull of a ship. Often, parts of the hull have been removed to show the details of the construction methods. Incidentally, the original rigging of the model Amarant was referred to as a guide during the reconstruction of the rigging of the famous 17th century warship Vasa. The Vasa sank in 1628 and was salvaged in 1961, making the model Amarant and the warship Vasa contemporaries.